Hello and welcome to the first Bentley Prowy Museum podcast. My name is Alexander. We are bringing this to you at a very exciting time for us. Saturday, the 3rd of October 2020 marks the opening of our brand new exhibition, Defending Britain from Nazi and Nuclear Threat. Bentley Prowy Museum is currently running this project to investigate the history of its underground bunker, which was used both in the Second and Cold War periods. This podcast will be highlighting some of the exciting stories about the bunker that are being unveiled through this project. Now, the Prowy is soaked deep in history, notably the role it played in the Battle of Britain, with names such as Air Chief Marshal Sir Hugh Dowding being a key influential figure to the museum's history, and visits from prime ministers and the royal family, it's without a doubt a place filled with many untold stories. We spoke to Chloe Marley, who is the project officer for Bentley Prowy. She is going to be giving us a brief overview of the museum's history.
Bentley Prowy Museum tells the story of the site's role as headquarters fighter command of the RAF during the Battle of Britain. The Battle of Britain was a decisive air battle fought during the Second World War from July to October 1940 between the British RAF and the Nazi Germany's Luftwaffe. At Bentley Prowy, men from the RAF and women from the Women's Auxiliary Air Force worked in the vital filter room and operations rooms, both of which were key components of the Dowding system. The museum also explores the wider history of the site before the Air Ministry bought it in 1926. The RAF left the site in 2008, and after years of planning, negotiation and fundraising, the museum was opened in September 2013 by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales, who is the patron of the museum's governing trust.
This new exhibition really focuses on one of the more unknown parts of the Prowy, the secret bunker. Now, you might be wondering why there was a secret bunker even there, a place so secretive that today it has been filled in. Although, rest assured, we are here to give you a glimpse of what life was like working inside the bunker. What was its use and how it played a part in protecting the United Kingdom from Nazi and nuclear threat? When we spoke to Chloe, she told us more about this fantastic new exhibition.
We are very grateful to have been awarded a grant from the National Lottery Heritage Fund to learn more about our bunker. The underground bunker has been on the site from 1940, when it was first built to house the filter room and operations rooms. It was developed for use throughout the Cold War period as political tensions remained high and was then made to be nuclear proof. Personnel within the bunker at Bentley Prowy during both periods were responsible for identifying enemy encroachment of British airspace, coordinating the RAF's response. The bunker closed in 2008 when the RAF left the site and it was later filled in. We know very little about the bunker and those who worked down what was known as the hole. Personnel were sworn to secrecy, and this has given the bunker a mysterious quality, and local residents knew very little about what was happening there. We often have visitors to the museum asking about the bunker, and it will be wonderful to learn more about its role in British air defence. We've recruited a team of fantastic volunteers to work on the project, initially through interviewing those who worked there, and then these memories will be shared through temporary and permanent exhibitions, schools resources and family activities. These will be carried out over the next year. The project has been launched this year, which coincides with the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain and the 30th anniversary of the reunification of Germany in 1990, which symbolises the beginning of the end of the Cold War.
Now, as we mentioned, we have been lucky enough to have the chance to interview members who worked in the bunker to gain a better understanding of the roles they played, what went on in the bunker and what life was like down in the hole. So without further ado, let's listen to Jim B, Margaret Parsons and Sir Brian Burridge talk about what makes Bentley Prowy such a special place.
On arrival at Bentley Prowy, you could sense the history of the place. You could feel an aura about it, that something brilliant had happened there. It had been a very, very important part of the Air Force and the Air Force's history. And I don't think that ever left me. It was certainly something that stuck with me every time I came back.
I think it's a bit awe-inspiring, really, to be perfectly honest. When I first came, of course, I wouldn't have been wearing a uniform. So I didn't have to worry about having to salute any officers. But once you've passed the first test, you are then issued a uniform, which means you blend in. They probably don't realise you're just a plain everyday housewife. Just on a Thursday night for 2 hours, you turn into something different. So it was always a bit scary if I should happen to come across an officer and I might have to salute him, because I was never quite sure how to do it. So that, I found it quite daunting.
Bentley Priory as a whole, and going, you know, starting to work in the bunker, my first time down there, as it were, wasn't really that strange, because you'd arrive on this unit, the first thing you saw was the main gate, and you'd go through the main gate and you'd see the police picket post. You went down this like wooded thoroughfare, and the next thing that hove into view was a Lightning. Okay, this English Electric Lightning from 56 Squadron, and you were like stood right next to it. It was brilliant. Carry on and the road, and you had a Spitfire. And not just any Spitfire. This was a real Spitfire. This Spitfire had been put there as a gate guardian outside the officer's mess. And it was a genuine World War II Spitfire. So you had that history already around you. There was the Hawker Hurricane Park next to that. And then obviously you'd walk off down into the bunker building 85.
You know, it's the iconic setting of there you have the Italianate Gardens looking over Harrow. With your back to Dowding's office from the Battle of Britain, looking at the view that Dowding saw and frequently did when London was under attack.
The bunker itself wasn't really anything that surprised me. I'd worked in bunkers at RAF Buchan, and a lot of my work was done in bunkers. But at Bentley Priory, it was kind of my bunker. Because I was one of the main people that worked in there, or later terms, I was one of the main people that worked in there. It was a special building on a special station. If you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know. And it felt quite a privilege to be working in such an important building with such important history.
I don't know about you, but I can really feel the sense of pride that these people have for the Priory. But that being said, something else that's been the beating heart of this project is the fantastic volunteers that have been dedicating their time to numerous hours of research, interviews, and exhibition curating. As you can appreciate, most of this has been done remotely due to the current circumstances, but they have all pulled together as a team to bring this to you. So let me hand over to Eve and Tim, who will tell you a little bit more about why they joined the project and what they have learnt from it.
I'm volunteering with the Bentley Priory Museum on their project investigating the bunker's role in the Battle of Britain and the Cold War. I was really inspired to join the project because I'm interested in the use of oral history, and the project's really in place to interview a lot of different people who are involved with the bunker.
I became involved in the project because of my interest in the subject itself. I have a lifelong interest in the Royal Air Force in general, in UK air defence in particular, perhaps more specifically in the Battle of Britain.
I've done quite a few different workshops on conducting oral history interviews and writing interpretation for exhibitions, which I've really enjoyed. And I've also worked with all of the other volunteers on the team, and there's quite a lot of us all working remotely.
My involvement with the project has been largely oral history interviews, which have been really interesting. I've also been looking for photographs, relevant images for use in the exhibition.
The thing I found most interesting about the project has been trying to get in touch with people who live all across the world. In particular, I've been trying to get in touch with one person who served at the bunker and now lives in New Zealand. So I've been working across time zones to try and track him down and to try and discuss his interesting memories. And that's opened up a lot of different aspects of the bunker, which has been really intriguing.
I've really enjoyed working with the other volunteers, even at a distance. It's been a fantastic experience, blending different people's expertise and experience, and getting involved again across ages, really, across the ages of people involved.
something that this project has introduced me to has been the subject of the Cold War, which I'd never really learned much about before at school. It's been really interesting hearing about all the different radar stations and how they're dotted around all around the country. And I've really loved learning about the different roles involved and the work that people did in the Royal Observer Corps until really quite recently. So it's really opened my eyes to a different aspect of history that I never discovered before.
I think the one thing that impressed me most in terms of the recollections of people has been the centrality of Bentley Priory to the Royal Air Force in the past, to its culture and the influence it has had.
It would be amazing if you could make a trip down to the museum and check out our new exhibition, Defending Britain from Nazi and Nuclear Threat. It's running until spring 2021, so rest assured there's plenty of time. Though I appreciate life is a bit crazy right now, and we will be bringing you these podcast series throughout the duration of the exhibition. So even if you are the other side of the world from Bentley Priory, we have got you covered. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us for the next episode, titled Down the Hole, where we will listen to the experiences of those workers, find out their feelings and thoughts when they first entered the bunker. Until next time, take care.